girl. Fine. So we were discussing the machlokes Tanakhama and Gamliel as to a person that finds tefillin, many pairs of tefillin outside on Shabbos. How does he bring it in? Does he bring it one at a time? Can he bring it even two at a time? So the Gemara explained what's the idea of two at a time. If one could bring more than one, why would he be limited to two? Because the person has makom yesh b'reish laniach shnei tefillin, makom yesh b'yad laniach shnei tefillin. And Mamela, you will be able to bring in at most two, Derech Malbush. So why did Tanakhama hold only one? So the more explain different options as to what the Machlokes Tanakhama wheel is. As to if one would be able to Taisif by bringing in two. And the general concept was that if it would be a mitzvah, he would be being able to Taisif by bringing more than one. If it would not be a mitzvah, he will be able to bring in more than one. So if you say Shabbos is his man tefillin, then it should be a mitzvah. So bringing in one would be the maximum, because if you bring in two, we would really be able to taste it. If Shabbos is the last man tefillin, it wouldn't be a ma'isa mitzvah. He would be allowed to bring in even two. Then they were tried, maybe say mitzvah's kavon. Everybody holds his man tefillin. But if you hold, the Tanakhama holds his mitzvah's kavon. So you don't need kavanas, you automatically do a mitzvah. And male, if you bring in two, it's really baltaisif. Masha'in kein, and when we'll hold, no. That mitzvah is tzriches kavanas. As long as you don't have kavanah, you didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah, there's no baltaisif. The Gemara goes on to say another option. Maybe everybody holds to be yoitze a mitzvah, you don't need kavanah. The machlokes here is, in order to be over bal teisif, Tanakhama himself alav or mishum bal teisif loy boi kavon. To be over bal teisif, you do not need kavon. Rabbi Gamliel himself alav or mishum bal teisif boi kavon. To be over bal teisif, you do need kavon. Concept is as follows: what is the machlokes mitzvahs kavon and saying mitzvahs kavon? Why would you need? Why would you not need? What's the idea behind it? So simply, the idea is that if you go into a shul on Sukkot in the morning and you see a person picking up a lulav, so what do you say? No, he's just trying to clear off the table. He saw there was a lulav on his table, so he picked it up and he wanted to see how sturdy it was. He started shaking it. Now you don't think like that. What do you think? Hashem said Tezvav Tishrei in the morning, the mitzvah to pick up a lulav. Obviously he's picking up a lulav to do a mitzvah Hashem. Mela, that alone, that he's supposed to be doing a mitzvah today, makes that it's not a misasik. He's not just doing something in the random. He's doing a mitzvah, right? That would be the reason which is answerous kavan. The serious kavan says no. Maybe he's not doing it now. Maybe he'll do it later. Memela, even if you hold, like we're saying now, kula almalati is loyboy kavan. We can say, you know why Mrs. Antzirus Kavana? That's only because right now you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So Sukkot in the morning, when you're picking up the lulav, it's very clear to us you're picking it up to do a mitzvah. Masha'in kein to be over and aver. About Taisif, we don't assume the person wants to be over about Taisif. So we'll say he's not trying to do a mitzvah. He's doing a random asiyah. He just happens to be picking it up. He just happens to be putting on the extra pier. The mail, it is more of a reason to think that although mitzvahs ain't shichas kavanah, but to be over, you would need kavanah.
Why can't we say I say go for those asay?
You're not being kind on the mitzvah.
Well, it's trying to return the lost object. We're trying to get this trillin out of the street.
No, it's not a shos. It's a question of bizoyin of tefillin. No, it's just saying it's talking about
Yisrael. For that.
We're talking about Yisrael Shabbos, which is more than Yisrael say. Okay, akopanim, nochamol. So we're saying, it's not good for you to think about those questions. That's not where we're going. Yeah? Again, so we're saying like this. Although maybe by Kiyum HaMitzvah you do not need Kavona. Why? Because we said it's automatically not a Misasik. Because the Chiyuv Mitzvah alone will direct the Pa'ula to be called a Mitzvah. But when it comes to being over Bal Tosif, there we have no reason to think that it should automatically be a Mitzvah. So there will be a machloi, because it's just kavana. It's just kavana. And a meila, Tanakam would hold the Tzirich's kavana to be over. He would hold the limited to taking one pier. And Sheikin and Gamliel would hold Tzirich's kavana, and a meila, he would be allowed to take in the second pier. Another option. If Shabbos would actually be Zman Tefillin, now we're saying one. This goes along the same thread we were discussing until now. That the idea of Tzrichas Kavona and Tzrichas Kavona is that where you have a chiyuv, where you have things directing it to be a mitzvah, we say Loi Tzrich Kavona, and it's definitely a mitzvah. If Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, if it's actually a time to put on tefillin, not only to be Mekayim Mitzvah will be Ein Tzrichas Kavona, even to be Oyer Val Tosef will be Ein Tzrichas Kavona. Why? Because if a person is eating matzah on Pesach or Sheikh Mulul the first day of Sukkot, everybody knows this is a Maisa Mitzvah. Even if you already use Mekayim the Mitzvah. And again you see him shaking the lulav, it's very clear, he's not clearing off the table. He's not checking out the sturdiness of the lulav. He's shaking the lulav, he's doing a mitzvah. So even to be Oyer Val Tosef, it would be Ein Tzrichas Kavona. So what's the machlokes? Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. So he's taking a little of shaloi bizman. The machlokes is maybe shaloi bizman, which is totally not a zman mitzvah b'chlav. It's eating matzah in the middle of the winter. So you can tell me a guy is eating matzah in the middle of the winter is all of a sudden Oyvel Tosef? Shaloi bizman, there's nothing directing it to be a mitzvah. There's no reason in the world to dream it's a mitzvah. So shaloi bizmani definitely is much more of a reason to say you would need kavana to be over Bal Tosef. Tana kama sava loy boi kavana mil sava laver shaloi bizmani boi kavana. Okay, so what did you come out here? We said, what did the Tana kama say? That even Shabbos lav zman tefillin, it's shaloi bizmani to be over Bal Tosef loy boi kavana, which the chayr should equal what we just said, that if you pick up a lulav to see if it's kosher or not, right, a week before Sukkot, you'd be being over Valtais. Right? Picked up a lulav, Shatim is manly, Rat Kavani, Rabbi Valtais, in a mask. Huh? Talk to Gemara. Iachi, Lere Meir, Zugnechon Namiloi. So even one pair should be a problem. Why? Valtais includes few different ideas. Bal Tosef can include if a martial person puts on a fifth bias to his tefillin, he adds, right? If he takes two astragim, right? If he adds on to the actual mitzvah, or if he adds a new mitzvah. So it would include both a person carrying two pairs of tefillin at a time, or a person making a mitzvah that he's not mitzvah to make. Right? Let's say a person puts in two pairs of Rashi's tefillin at one time. That was Bal Tosef. That's what we're talking about until now. A person wore two pairs of tefillin. Now, we're talking about this different type of Bal Tosef as well. If a person puts on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, so it says in Shulchan Aruch he has to make a tanai. And if it's not the real tefillin, he's just putting on a tzuris ba'al. Why? Because making a new mitzvah can also be Bal Tosef. Or at least a mitzvah shalei b'zman. A real mitzvah, when you're not supposed to be making it, it definitely could be a problem.
Why is it considered a mitzvah?
At least a real mitzvah shalei bizman. You're not mitzvah, you're mitzvah.
Why is putting on Rabbeinu Tam considered a
mitzvah? You're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah. You're mitzvah. Yeah? A mitzvah, you're not mitzvah. A person putting on, doing something that is not a mitzvah, is not mitzvah. There's two dogmas that are slightly different. One dogma is person putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Because Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, if you hold the ikur din is Rashi, so putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is putting on something that's not tefillin, the shame tefillin. So putting on a tissue bag, the shame tefillin. it's doing both of them the same idea is you're doing a mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah. The one case we have until now is doing an actual mitzvah but doing too much. Then there's an idea of doing where you're not mitzvah, doing not a mitzvah. So there's a, right. So there is a difference. Shana was showing that where it's totally not a mitzvah. There is a difference between something that's not a mitzvah and something that would be a mitzvah is not, but now is not a mitzvah. Upon it, both have the same concept. You're doing something that you're not mitzvah in, that is not a mitzvah. Until now, we're talking about something that is a mitzvah, two pairs of film. Here we're talking about something that is not a mitzvah, like to put it on shaloi bizman. Yeah? So, Frank the Gemara, Yachel Yarmeir, Zug Echonam, even putting on one pair of film should already be a problem. But since it's shaloi bizman, Shabbos, you're putting on one pair of film would be doing something that is b'chol not a mitzvah, even shaloi bikavana should be an aved. If a person sleeps in a sukkah the 8th day, he should be getting malchus, meaning he should be baltais. Now, normally you would say, what is the 8th day? It means, in Eretz Yisrael, the 8th day, meaning the day after sukkahs. Many on the diet, it has to be dafka the day after. It's not sad in the middle of the year, it's baltais, because that's time making up a new mitzvah. Asha ain't came. The 8th day is like eating on to the yontif, like putting a fifth of the bias of film. Maybe regular random movements, it wouldn't be an aver. Here it's just a little addition. That would be the simple way of saying. Rashi says very interestingly that Yashim B'Shmini B'Sukkah Yilke, and we sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres. Right? So it's very interesting. Two things. First of all, what would be the Issa? We're doing a mitzvah derabbanan. Yeah? Second of all, big shaila in Poiskim, you sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. But even the ones that eat in the sukkah, like it says in the Gemara, you're supposed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Do you sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Many of you don't sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So it's going to be quite clear when your Rashi is learning that you actually sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Right? But some say Rashi just means that he's talking about where it's a real speck of the yom. A person doing the Rabbanon, every Yom Tov Sheni is not going to be a problem today's day and age of Baal Tosef. But a person today eats matzah the second night of Pesach, Lashay Mitzvah, right, or blows shofar the second day, Rosh Hashanah, Pashtus, he doesn't have to make a Tanai that this is only if it's Rosh Hashanah, then if it's not Rosh Hashanah, I don't mean to do a mitzvah. Right? Because once it's the Rabbanon, it's a big kasha, how you can do the Rabbanon, why you don't have a problem with Baal Tosef. Different malchum yishayim, either because I plan on not doing the raya, I plan on only doing their bond, whatever it is. But pashtus on yom tov sheni, you don't have a problem with this. So others learn Rashi just means in Eretz Yisrael, this is a man that umakadosh al piruia when it was a real actual suffix. Right before they were masakni yom tov sheni, when a person is in China and he has lost his calendar, he doesn't know when yom tov is, and he's keeping me suffix. There to be a problem about this. Right? We know he was mechuyev, misafik to eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah. So there to be a problem about this. Why? It's shalei bizmano, lo yibay kavana. Zog zimbora.
You see, Rashi was talking about the sukkah. The other
Rishayim learned
what?
No, if you have an issue of...
This case, Yashon, Mishmini, Mishmini.
Two issues. One of them, Yashon, you have to sleep in sukkah. Besides that, it can mean the day after sukkah. You know when sukkah is. You know that it's all sukkah 7 days, and you sleep in the 8th day. So why would say the 8th day? Then? Why didn't say hayoshim b'sukkah b'chalashon? That they say it has to be dafke next to a yontif that is an addition, like the 5th bias. Elo machvarta kishinim meikara. Because this is not a good eitzah. The last solution is not a good eitzah. Elo kishinim meikara. We go back to the original pshat. Rashi, for some reason, says it learns it means always the original pshat of Zman Tefillin, Shabbos and Zman Lazman Tefillin. Others say it can mean any of the previous pshatim. That the machlokes is Zman Lazman Tefillin, machlokes is Tzrius Chonayin, Tzrius Kavanah, the machlokes could be Laver, Bei Kavanah, Loi Bei Kavanah, but not the last pshat. Frag the Gemara, Uman Shamli, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Now, we know, going to Shul Shabbos in the morning, we don't put on Tefillin. So who is this man that holds that Shabbos actually is man tefillin? Rebekiv, the Tanya, Vishamayat, as a hook, as Islam Yadim Yom Yomim, this Pasuk, one of the Dalit parashis we haven't filled, the Pasuk fears Ois, Vishamayat, as a hook, as Ois, Vimoyado, you should keep this hookah in its time, Yom Yomim. Which is actually talking about a Korban Pesach, but fears Ois, you have to put on film. And it says, Shamayat, as a hook, as Islam Yadim Yomim. Yomim v'loy leilois, days, not nights. Mi yomim v'loy kol yomim, Sundays, not all days. Prad Shabbos Yom Tov, and basically. So basically, he learns in this pasuk two miyutim about film. First of all, only days, not nights. Nights yom with film. Second of all, weekdays, not Shabbos. Sundays, not all days, which prad the Shabbos the Yom Tov. No. The word chukah over here is referring to the Korban Pesach that it says earlier in the parasha. Mela, we're not discussing tefillin. So, Mela, you would have no need of tefillin. It's a tefillin you'd be mechuyev to put on at night and on Shabbos. Frankly, more about all the Tanaim. We learn the Mishnah. Pesach Milam says that we know there's 36 krisos. 34 of them are lavin. Two of them are aseh. Pesach and Milam. So it says it's a mitzvah say. We know whenever it says yishomer, pen, or owl, it's a lot. It's as if it would say the law, you don't do it. So why do we say Pesach is a mitzvah say? Leim od loiker b'kiva, lochar it's not k'b'kiva, diker b'kiva. Kiva the mukla b'pesach. If this positive shamarat is a mukla, it's going to be carbon Pesach. Lav nami iko. You have a lav for carbon Pesach also. Okay, you have your oven. So, if Rabbi Kiva learned that this Shamarat is going to Korban Pesach, they have a lav as well. So, to more of you, Rabbi Kiva, it's not a riot. He shamed lav. Lav, he shamed asay asay. There is a svar to say that it depends where the Shamar is said. Although he shamer can be a lav, it's only when it says about Elois asay. When it says it to back up an asay, it remains an asay. So since Korban Pesach is an Asay, the Yishomer of Korban Pesach would remain in Asay. So you can't have a Raya from here as to what Rabbi Kiva holds. You can actually hold, it's referring to Korban Pesach, and still Korban Pesach would remain in Asay. Again? Sounds like it's only in Asay, not a lot. And here the Mishnah's Mashmed is only in Asay, a lot. V'savir Rabbi Kiva Shabbos man tefillin. Does Rabbi Kiva really hold Shabbos man tefillin? But Tanya Rabbi Kiva Yimer Yochel Yachal and tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov. You would think maybe person should put tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov. Talmud Yomer Bahir Lachol Ois Al Yedecha. Tefillin should be Ois. Mi Shetshich an Ois. Yatzu Eilon Shein Guf an Ois. Shabbos Yom Tov itself is an Ois. So it doesn't need tefillin. It says Yishnai made in Yom Dover. Person has to have always two oises. So usually one of the oises is Mila. Mila is ois. So usually a person walks around with two oises. Which two oises? Mila and Phil. Shabbos, that Shabbos itself is an ois, so he doesn't need Phil. He can walk around with Mila and Shabbos. That's why the Shteit Nalach, the meaning is the way of Bris, if the davening you keep on your Phil. Because it's all the Indian of ois. A kapanim, it's mevuriyah Shabbos and Yom Tov zinoyis. How? What's the ois on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Isam Allah. How about chalamoyed? You get filling chalamoyed. So obviously you hold chalamoyed then. It's a big machlokes. Starts from Yerushalmi, Zayas, Yerushalim, Taisin in the matter. If chalamoyed, you have the ois of Yisr Chometz and Sukkah and Lulav. If that remains an ois, to pater you from putting on tefillin. Akoponim, we have here two makayris why Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov, you not put on tefillin. Either miyom and yamima, or from Baruch Lachol Ois. And the Achrayim, Shach Zahar is very famous, is very, very ma'ir to be masbir that there's an afkamin al-halacha between the two makayris, as if there will be an iser to put it on Shabbos or not. If you hold the Shomerta as a chukah zois, so it will be an iser. Ki shomer lecha, it will be an iser. What?
Even
lay
the shemitah.
Not al Tosif. It's a different Yosef. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I have a question. I don't know if it's the Mishnah, even the Mishnah, or not like our Mishnah. And you say the Afghanina is because that's what we say in Nishma Chukov, and take off the film, because the Isser of Isham al Khat with film, Mashayim al Khalil Ois, it would only be a bit less say. I'm sorry, that would be a bit less say, it would only be a Ptur. You wouldn't be Machuyev to with film, but it wouldn't be an Isser. Zag the Gemara, Alaita. So what do we have from Bekiva here? So we have, although Rabbi Kiva does not have the meat of Lila, but Shabbos he does have a meat for, he has a different meat for Shabbos. Not from Ishama Lecha, not for Shamarta, but rather from Oilecha Oy. So Rabbi Kiva is not the Manam at all, Shabbos is his mantvil. Elahai Tano de Tanya, Aner Balaila, somebody's up at night, Yotzacharlitz, Yotzamaniach, the Rev Nosen. Rev Nosen says if he wants he could take off his tefillin, if he wants he could leave on his tefillin. So Rashi says that it's not a problem wearing it at night, because Lila's month film. That you don't wear it when you sleep is a gzeir of Shem Yafiyah. You don't wear it film at night, you make sure to take it off. Me, the Lila Tanakam is a month film, and Shabbos Naim is a month film. So the Tanakam holds Lila's month film. He doesn't die from Shamarta. So he should hold Shabbos also a month film. Like tomorrow, now what kind of raya is that? Dilma Sfir Laila's mantvilin. Who? Shabbos Laila's mantvilin. Who? Maybe he's Mechalik between Shabbos and Laila. Dosh Amin Rebbe Kiva, Dilma Laila's mantvilin, Shabbos Laila's mantvilin. Just like we found Rebbe Kiva makes this chilik, maybe the Tanakam also makes this chilik and he holds Laila, although Laila's mantvilin. Shabbos Laila's mantvilin. So again, we don't have a manometer that holds that Shabbos is mantvilin. Ela Haitanu Ditanyo. We know. Film is a mitzvah seish as man grom, right? That's why your wife doesn't wear film. Mitzvah seish as man grom. Why is it mitzvah seish as man grom? Obviously, it is some time that you're part of wearing film, which is when? Which is let's say Shabbos. Right? Again?
What's the notion of second
age? There are many years. There are many years. Yeah, the Torah is not on Tzadis Vesit. The Torah is because the Poshnat Mokhuyu the Mitzvah. Titanio, Michavas Kushi. This is the daughter of Shalom Melech. She's the way to film. V'loi Michav Macham. Macham allowed her to wait to film. V'ishri Shal Yoyino, Yisai Yil Regev. V'loi Michav Macham. She used to make Alila Regev. Noshma Potter from Alila Regev. The only Mokhuyu to go up to Yishalayim for Simcha. You're not Mokhuyu to go into Razor. V'loi Michav Macham. Midloi Michav. And she bring carbon as well. You see that they held it's a mitzvah sazei shalei hazman grami and they were mechuyev. Question is, what is the right of mechuyev? Maybe they were doing it without being mechuyev. So to show them speak out, Rashi learns it would be a problem about Tosif. Others say that there would be a dafka kpeid in these mitzvahs because there would be a chashash eser, maybe al tzibufnaki. Agav, there's a big ha'ara. If they held on mechuyev, why do we have a special story about Michabas Shaul that she put on film? Everybody's wife should have been putting on film. So that they say that the Rabbanu will go there al tzguf naki. No, she shouldn't put on. This is actually a very interesting concept. Chas v'shalom, I'm not trying to persuade anybody not to put on film. But we know there's machlokes Rashi and Ben Tam, right? How do you have machlokes Rashi and Ben Tam? Had to put on Seder of the film, right? Basic machlokes is the Seder of the film, right? Which order you put the parashas in? How can you have such machlokes? What do they always do? Right? Which this is a very real question. We see the Rishonim asked the question by Tkiyas Shofar. How can you have a Sofik if it's Shvarim true or Shvarim true? What do they do last year? Right? And actually, from there, many Rishonim Shpar, high going Shpars, that actually you can relate with any one of them. So what was going on in Tefillin? So others say, we find the Rishonim in a few places that they were mazir very strongly to put on Tefillin. There was places they only put on Tefillin and said, Tshuva, all kinds of such concepts. The people B'chalal didn't put on Tefillin. Taisa says that Kakaf L'Menach Tefillin is only somebody who doesn't put it on the Dafke, somebody who doesn't wear Tefillin because he doesn't have a Gufnaki. It's not a problem, Kakaf L'Menach Tefillin. We put on Tefillin when we're davening. it's not the ikka tzuris hamitzvah. The real tzuris hamitzvah is to wear tefillin the entire day. In Shulchan Aruch it says we don't wear tefillin the entire day because we're chayish v'guf naki. The tefillin needs an extra special guf naki. The person has to be very careful that both his guf is naki and his machshav is naki when he's wearing tefillin. So it seems like there were people that Pasha didn't wear tefillin because they were chayish v'guf naki. They went out days at a time without wearing tefillin, which could be the reason how it came to such a question of Rashi and Tam. But upon him, there's a concept of not wearing tefillin at all because a person that doesn't have a gufnaki. A person that actually has a real problem with gufnaki, he might not be able to put a tefillin at all. So Mamela, even if mitzvah says Shleazman Grama, it would still be able to be understood why they weren't makbid nashim should wear tefillin. But I'll call upon him, if Michal Hashal put on film, we can understand from there that the Chum held that there was a mitzvah sefer, although we weren't matzah chol nashim put on film, at least we would allow her to wear film. Why don't you wear film all day? Why don't you wear film all day? Because if you go for knock. Okay, so Nashim, which were not so nizer and gufnaki. What do you put on the film? A tenth of the time you're supposed to be wearing it? No, cheap. Okay, so they put on less. You're making an assumption there's a mitzvah of once a day to put on the film. That itself is arguable. The famous story of Biskarov that Bizzam came to Yerushalayim. So he asked him, he says, in Litta, the middle was from Tfilm of Chalamoid. Chalamoid means down front with a bracha, quiet bracha. Yeah. Came to Etzrol, and Etzrol nobody puts in Tfilm, nobody. The reason very simply is because Etzrol was settled with Talmidei Baal Shem Tov and Talmidei Agra, and both of them didn't wear Tfilm. Nobody puts Tfilm in Etzrol. Huh? It's fine, right. Mimela, so he asked him, what should you do? And Etzrol put on Tfilm. So he says, what's the problem? Want to wear Tfilm more? So a day after Yontif, wear it for longer. Right? So I guess somebody wants to know who argues. He says everybody argues. The mice, it's not very not close. People call them bad. Look upon him. The general idea is that we put it on once a day. I think besides maybe because this is a time that it has to be once a day mamish, because we want to wear it by Kriyas Shema Shmoneh. But intrinsically, somebody has a real problem with his stomach may not be able to put it on at all. Akoparim zokti more vayte that. You don't have a clear raya from that they wore tefillin and were oiler regel that they hold Shabbos. I'm sorry, that it's a mitzvah saying she'enas mangrom and therefore Shabbos would be about tefillin. But Dilma Sava Lak Reb Yosi. There's a famous sheet of Reb Yosi, the Arma Nashim Saim Kiz Rishos. Nashim can make smicha Rishos, meaning like this. The Pasuk says that a person is mechuyah to be soimach on his karm, to lean on his karm with his full hand and svada. Nashim are potter, b'nei Yisrael soimachus. And Reb Yosi says Nashim can be soimach, which means they can make a mitzvah say shalayaz mangrom. Shalayaz mangrom, the even of the potter. The question is, what's the chiddush? Why not? So some say, again, like we said before, Rashi, that's a question of altaisif for Nashim to make a mitzvah that potter. Right? We're noig, Nashim Sheikh Lulov. Right? Some of them say Sviri even. Mitzvah say Shez Mangro, the potter. It's Kiyas Shofar, they even noig very seriously to isn't the Shofar. Even though they actually make Radin Lachar, they should be potter. So some say it's a question of Al Taisif. Others say that it's a question of these mitzvahs Dafka, which have an Isser. To be Saimach is to be Mishtamish Bekotchim, which will be Osir if there will be no mitzvah. We're discussing if the Yaakov Siedayim, a real smicha, Nashim do, or it's only a smicha that doesn't, not really Mishnah Mishpukam. So that might be the reason of that the Yaisi means a heter, because there's a tzad isser in the mitzvah, which would be the marshal smicha, a lila regel, or a lila regel is a problem of being chul mazara, or tefillin, which is an issue of gufnaki. But upon him, we see Reb Yosi clearly allows Nashim to do mitzvahs, I say, Shazman Grama. So maybe these people were tefillin because of his young girl. Because Alil Rago needs a carbon also. Yeah. It's a big question. It's a machalik to show him if they bring it. The Rambam says there's no mitzvah, it's part of without a carbon. So we'll be mukh to bring carbon. Tais the beginning of Chagiga says that the bring tonight. The question is Ketanamayim Machana Kurit. That's some of your right that Shaykh Mitzvah Chimich without the whole mitzvah. You wouldn't be allowed to bring it the first day Yom Tov, you'd have to bring it only Chol Hamoed. Zog to Gemara, maybe the Pshat is like a B'yoisi, and all of Dosh Mosayim Chiz Rishus. The Eloi Teim Ahi, Isha Shal Yein Eisoy L'Regel, V'lai Michu Bo Amiko, Manom Regel, Avitz Zeran Grama. Ali L'Regel is definitely Mitz Zeran Grama. What are you going to say over there? Elo, Kasava, Rishus, Sechanam, Rishus. And here comes the Taisvis, the Vom Taisvis, we won't get into it. If Noshim can make a bracha on a mitzvah seish as man grom, do Noshim make a bracha on the sheik lulav, which the svadim do not, and even the Ramah, which is meikel in the Yerkei Moshe, is very not poshit. There are even Ashkenazim that don't make a bracha on Noshim mitzvah grom. It's very not simple if a lady is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah she's not mitzvah. Elo, hay tani Netanya amoytzi tefillin b'shabes machnisen zog zog. We have here a brayse that says as follows: if a person finds tefillin on Shabbos, he can bring in one at a time. Both a man can bring in, both a woman can bring in, both if it's new, both if it's old. That's our mayor. The Biyuda Imer Eiser B'Chadash Eiser Matu Yeshanis. The Biyuda holds like we had in our Mishnah only Yeshanis, which we know for sure tefillin. Mashen Chadashis, which say Kavi Kamei, you cannot bring in. Ad Kalim Pligal Vodash Yeshanis. Oh, Machlis Rameir Biyuda is about new ones. Avo Be Isha Le Pligi. Everybody's masculine Isha can bring it in, and if Isha wouldn't be. If it would be a mitzvah, say Sheas Man Grom and Oshma Pturois, because Shabbos is Lav's Man Tefillin, so Noshim would have no business wearing Tefillin. It wouldn't be Lavush for them. They would not be allowed to bring it in. Al Karchach, Shema Mino, Mitzvah Sheas Lav's Man Grom, and Mamela, that's why Noshim are allowed to wear it, and it would be a Malbush, they would be allowed to bring it in. Bechol mitzvah shein as man grom anoshim chayovis, anoshim chayovis, and therefore they're shy after the mitzvah tefillin. Frag the bar of Dilma Salak Rabbi Yosi. Again, we have an eitzah. You know why it's levush for them? Because they all like Rabbi Yosi that they have the option of wearing tefillin. So tomorrow let's talk that that's not an option. Larry Meir Salak Rabbi Yosi, Larry Rabbi Yosi, because both of Rabbi Yuda happened to not hold Rabbi Yosi. So for Meir and Yuda hold the queer tefillin, although they don't hold all of Noshim Zayim because they're sure, obviously because they actually hold that it's mitzvah say sheh loyaz man grama. Why? Obviously because Shabbos is man tefillin, so we finally found out one Omer that would actually hold Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore we'll be able to be pshat in our Mishnah that the iser to bring in tefillin more than one pier is because Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore since it's man tefillin even without kavana, it would be Maltese. Now, how do we know Rameir and Yehuda don't hold the Rabbi Yosi? Later, Rameir saw the Rabbi Yosi did tonight. Mak b'zerek zbut koya on Shabbos Yom Tov. It's also midrabbanon to blow shofar, although it's not a malacha, but it's midrabbanon. It's aser. And Rosh Hashanah, we're allowed to blow shofar, but we don't blow extra koyles, right? Remember, the David Salvation was very makbid. After the davening, people blow all kind of kailas, especially in America. We used to shvarams that are straight, two in Lita and yeshivas, they blow utu. So people, many American bachmer at Shul were very bothered. They wanted the real shvarams. So after davening, they went out and started blowing real shvarams. David came out and he was very upset. He says, Yontif blossom in a stamp. So is it to blow a stamp on Yontif? Is children, it says, you're allowed to blow shofar. If you bow the shayach to the mitzvah, practicing, right? Male, some people, when they blow extra kailas, they take the kids then show them, teach them how to blow, because that would be allowed on Yom Tov. Like upon him, it says, you're not my active children from blowing on Yom Tov.
You save me a lot of money. Pesach night, we don't have to have all this extra possession on the matzah.
When he's not Yisr, he eats matzah Yom Tov. Yisr blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
As I said, reading the same matzah, maybe it looks like Baal Tosef.
Uh-huh. Okay, but he's worried about the early Sugi Baal Tosef. Tosef says, as a matter of fact, do a mitzvah twice, not a problem with Tosef. Interestingly enough, Tosef, one of his mishalim is matzah, eating two kazeis matzah. He says, not Baal Tosef. which is a chiddush because others say that the more you eat, the more mitzvah you have. The Gemara says you shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. Ki heichel de neichel matzah tfei. You should eat more matzah. And Dag Niram, Niram says, if you eat it, because I see yoitz, it's mashma, but as much as you eat yoitz. So if you look at the cutoff, that shouldn't be the first mitzvah to shave off. Yeah? But make sure you shouldn't shake too low. Yeah? Zag the Gemara. But Noshim, you are Makiv, which would match my Noshim, do not have a mitzvah of long shofar, and cannot blow shofar, which would mean he doesn't hold every basis halacha of being a rishus. And Stam Mishnah is a mayor, we could assume that Mishnah is a mayor, and he doesn't hold every basis. Valer Yehuda is a halacha basis, Yehuda also does not hold every basis, how do we know that? Tanya, Dabba Bnei Yisrael B'Samach, this is the halacha of Smicha, to be Samach on a Karab Bnei Yisrael Samach, Vayim Bnei Yisrael Samachas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nashim, Samachas Yishus. So the Tanakama over here would hold that they are not Samach. Rabbi Yosef holding they could be Samach Yishus. Ustam Sifra Amoni, Rabbi Yehuda. So we have Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda that do not hold Samachas Yishus. Obviously, they have to hold that it's because Mitzah say, the reason they're putting on tefillin is because Mitzah say, Sheh, Einaz man grom. Okay, now a new idea. Omar Ebeloza. Amoitzi treles b'shok. The person finds treles b'shok. We know the mitzvah say of tzitzis is both to wear lavan and to wear treles. Right? Either 1 foot, meaning either eighth or quarter, or 2 foot, right? Which would mean half of what you wear, right? 3 pins, how much treles you have to wear. Goponim, to me say the raisa to wear trailers on the tzitzis. Today, we don't know what trailers is. Mainly, we don't wear trailers. Some people do know what trailers is, they do wear trailers. But a goponim, is a mitzvah say the raisa to wear trailers. The reason we wear love and without trailers is because one is not me'ak of the other. Now, actually, okay, yeah. Now, trailers has to be made lishma. Besides, tzitzis have to be woven lishma, have to be made lishma. The dyeing of tchelas also has to be dafka lishma. So amoyti tchelas b'shuk lishaynois psulis. If you find big tongues, yeah, that I refer to in English. It's called tongues of wool. Okay. Then it's possible. Why? Because you assume that there's no reason to assume that it was made lishma. Chutin kshe. But if you find small chutim, you can assume it was made for tzitzis. My shal hashayna is not maradai the glim tzavinu. Why, by tongues of this blue dyed wool, do we assume that it's made for a beged? Chutim nami name that the glim tzavinu. Maybe we should assume chutim also made for a beged. Not for tzitzis, not lishma. Dr. Mar Bishazur, it's twisted, which is small chutim, which is nicker, that it's made for tzitzis. You can assume it's dyed for tzitzis as well. So Dr. Mar Bishazur, nami neimo adayt the sifse de glima yifinu. Maybe it was made for the edge of a baguette for a design for a tassel. So Dr. Mar Bishazur, it's cut short, which would not be the regular shape that you would make for a tassel. Zakti Gemara, the kula ha'i vad le'tarchi inchi. A person not going to make small chutim and then tie it together, metriach, to connect them in order to make a design for a beged. So merely we can assume that in such a situation it was made for tzitzis. Again, so we come out here is with that if you have small chutim shzurim, we can assume, since it's a big tircha to make, to take 2 steps, to make it like this, and then to make it connected, and to make it into a way that would be good for a beged, the male we can assume was actually made the shame tzitzis. If we were assuming that a person will not go ahead and make, so therefore we can assume was made the shame tzitzis, it was nitzvah, it was dyed the shame tzitzis. So to our Mishnah, why do we say that Chadoshes you cannot bring in on Shabbos because we assume it's a kameya, as long as we're not clear that it's tefillin from the bending of the ritzuis. We say maybe it's a kameya. We should have the same issue that a person is not a yireach, to be so delicate in exactly how he's making his command. Tefillin is a big tircha, to make tefillin exactly the way we have it. So Mela, why would we assume somebody to go ahead and make a tircha to make a command like that? The Tanan, Mehmet Barmum, Yishon Esav HaKadosh is Potter, Omer Abzeiro, Ava Brei, Puk Tonilu. Tell them that we have a braisa. Moiti tchelz b'shuk l'shein es psulim chut mufsak. I'm sorry. L'shein es psulim chut mufsak miskshein. V'shein adam tereach. He actually has this in a braisa that the reason of chut that chut mufsakim is because in adam tereach. So, in other words, you were attacking me that I said pshat in the braisa. I actually have a braisa that says that's the reason. Keep it all up. Keep it means rings. Is it now so much better? This idea if a person is matriach or not is actually machlokes tanaim. The Tanya, the Ainu, you can't frag me up from one place to another place because the same machlokes would apply in both places, both by tzitzis that you find and by chadosh nishon. It's the Tanya, hamoitzvul machlis and zug zug. You have to bring one pair at a time. Echad yisha, echad yisha, echad yisha, echad yisha. The Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda Oyser, Reb Chadosh is a matter of yishonis. So you see clearly that there's actually machlokes legabe chadosh as a kibur in or not. Alma ma'asar tarach echad yisha, ma'asar loy tarach echad yisha. So we see here, we have a machlokes if we're chayshish people would go through the extra tircha. But meila, we have a marker for tzitzis that could shtim with tefillin. Because it's a machlokes tanoim if a person would go through this extra tircha to make tzitzis for a fringe of a beged and to make tefillin for a kameh.